I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Women and men have many of the same health problems, but these health issues can sometimes affect women quite differently. To talk about health issues facing women and how they can be proactive about symptoms as well as prevention is Dr. Andrea Loffley. She's an assistant professor of medicine, and she's an endocrinologist at MUSC. Dr. Loffley, what are some of the medical conditions that seem to affect women more frequently than men?
So I want to focus on diabetes and heart disease. And interestingly, diabetes affects more men in the United States than women, but women with diabetes tend to have more severe health outcomes. So for instance, women with diabetes are more likely to develop blindness, they're more likely to develop kidney disease, and they're more likely to develop depression. Heart disease is definitely increased in women and men that have diabetes, but women with heart disease tend to have worse health outcomes.
And what do you mean by worse outcomes specifically for women?
So women with heart disease tend to have delays in the recognition of their symptoms, and this can oftentimes delay treatment because women may not always present with the classic left chest pain, left arm pain, shortness of breath, and jaw pain type symptoms. Women can in fact present with indigestion or nausea or abdominal pain, and our ability to recognize these atypical or less common symptoms in women is important because it ensures women get timely treatment, and with timely treatment and with better patient education, we can maybe have better health outcomes for women in the future.
What do women need to know about screening for these specific health conditions?
Yes, and so screening for diabetes is most often done these days by getting an A1C. This is essentially a 90-day measure of what the blood sugar control has been like. And this is something that can be done via a finger stick or via a simple blood draw. Screening for heart disease is a little more involved, so your provider may be looking at your cholesterol levels. You may also have your provider look at the levels of protein in the blood that are known to be associated with inflammation. Screening for diabetes and high blood pressure are also a part of screening for heart disease. And then prevention strategies for both heart disease and diabetes are very, very similar. So it's all about being dedicated to a very healthy lifestyle.
Are there certain groups of people who can't really prevent diabetes?
Yes, and so this is a great point. There is definitely more than one type of diabetes. I'll focus on briefly type 1 diabetes. So type 1 diabetes is not a preventable form of diabetes. Type 2 diabetes in most instances can be prevented with adherence to healthy lifestyle. But there are some cases in which even with healthy lifestyle, there are other factors that play into the development of type 2 diabetes. So it's important to take this information and meet with your healthcare provider to sit down with them so that you can better understand your individual risk factors for the development of things like diabetes and heart disease, and then develop the appropriate prevention and or maintenance strategies.
Dr. Loffley, thanks for providing information about health issues facing women.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.